Low budget stylists.
Oh my god! Hey, it's Low Budget Stylists. I'm Katie.
I'm Gail.
And this is our new podcast.
Yay!
Yay! We're literally just going to talk about funny things.
The craziness of being a hairstylist.
Yes. The things people don't realize that we go through.
And that we understand, but don't really understand or care about.
Right. Should be interesting. We'll see what happens. Be We've been drinking tequila, so
who knows what
this
happen.
Could go anyway.
The Hornitos. Anyway.
Shout out to Hornitos, my favorite.
Oh yeah.
But I guess we'll just get started with a
little backstory.
Yes.
Backstory of this.
So I've been doing hair like almost 16 years.
About 15 for me.
Yeah. So we have plenty of crazy stories. Yes. Sorry to any of those who've actually done your hair and we're about to share your business.
About to let your business flow.
Don't worry, though, because we don't remember your names.
Yeah, we just remember your haircuts or your life.
Exactly, because you stood out as the weirdest.
Very weird. Yes. If you came in on a Wednesday.
Especially Wacko Wednesdays. So, what's your weirdest thing that has ever been told to you?
The weirdest. I feel like when people tell you their intimate details of their sex lives. It's very interesting and weird to me that you would just tell someone that you've never met ever in their life.
Like that guy who, what was that story? The guy whose girlfriend didn't like the way he had oral sex.
Yeah, his tongue or
tell
something.
Tell that story.
So this client back in Washington didn't, I don't know, he was some whack job. But he legit just was talking about how he's like, oh, well, he'd like list off all this stuff that he'd do to his girlfriend going down on her. And he's like, well, wouldn't you like that? And I said, well, I mean,
what was the stuff, though?
I don't. He did something weird with his tongue. I mean, this was a while ago, but it was just fucking weird. It was weird. And then
like the ABCs?
Yeah, but not really, like side to side or something.
What? Oh, my God. Stop.
And he's like, well, wouldn't you like that? I mean, what girl wouldn't like it if a guy did all this?
Side to side, though? Like with side to side. Inside your vagina,
just outside of it, just going from side to side,
like your outer lips,
yeah,
just slapping them,
slobbering all over that, I guess,
like the well tail.
But basically, yes,
yeah, that's like I knew a girl one time. It was like she's told this guy to do the ABCs, and he just started saying the ABCs
down
her
there.
Vagina, yes.
Like, humming it or just, like, saying
like
it?
Like, saying it.
Just, like, talking like, blatantly to her vagina.
Like, A, B, C.
Was he on drugs?
I don't know, but it shit didn't feel good according to her.
Well, obviously, if it's just talking, it wouldn't feel good either.
Maybe if he flipped his tongue side to side, she'd be more appreciative.
All up in them lips.
Yes. The well tell.
What about you? What's your weirdest?
Oh, I have so many. Well, I have the lady that had Hollywood interested in her trolls.
God, her trolls.
This was a color service, so it took about a couple hours or more. I ended up having to send my receptionist outside the store because she couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, my God.
But Hollywood was very interested in her trolls.
Were they like the little trolls with the funny
hair? I don't know what fucking the trolls look like. I imagined her at a house with a bunch of midgets. But they were very interested in the trolls that were going to live with her in her castle that she was building outside Dollywood.
A castle?
Yes.
Made of what?
Cardboard. Because it did dawn on me. I said, wow, a castle must be like super expensive to build. And she was like, not when you make it out of cardboard.
Did she show you a drawing of
this? No, I just... You know, I'm talking to her about her trolls and how Hollywood, there was no name drop, just Hollywood. Hollywood's just Hollywood. Coming to see her trolls. They're very interested.
And this was where? Where were you doing hair?
Idaho. At this point? Enough said. And not just any part of Idaho, northern Idaho, where the lead water runs
in
down.
In the deep woods.
In the deep woods, the mountains. But yeah, she was, and I asked her, I was like, well, what about your castle? Are people going to come see? Like, what's going to make it bigger than Dollywood?
Yeah.
Because... What's Dollywood, really bigger than Dollywood?
Dollywood's a big deal, right?
It's pretty huge.
I mean,
and she said she had a shield of armor that she had bought online.
Shield of armor.
Yeah.
Was it from Sword in the Stone?
I don't know. I think it was from the trolls.
The trolls bought her a sword? Freaking shield?
I don't know how this works. I'm just telling you how it was relayed to me. So that was the weirdest one. Yeah. I have to say, like, top notch is, like, probably 12 or 13 years ago that I was told this story. Still one of my fucking favorites.
I love when people tell you the most random shit like that, though.
But, like, 3 hours of this conversation. You know what I mean?
That's too long.
No, it was never too long.
I've had people blame things on me. Because if you know me,
I will ask many fucking questions.
Well, yeah, you gotta, you know.
How tall are your trolls? Is there a handsome troll? Are they covered in warts?
Are they hairy?
Exactly.
Do they wear glasses?
What do their buttholes look like?
Do they have shoes? Do they have those Buddha bellies?
Yes.
Big dicks, little dicks,
pinky
dicks?
If I push their stomach, does their tongue pop out? I mean, I've owned some trolls in my life.
You know, who knows?
I don't know, but Hollywood was interested.
That's an interesting
thing. And then the trolls cartoon came out. Illuminati.
What?
The trolls cartoon?
I've never heard of that.
Oh my god, that's right, you don't have kids. You know what trolls is? It's based off her trolls.
I think she probably was just really high and watched that.
I don't know, she seemed a little mentally insane.
Probably the lead. Lead in the water is not good for people.
But I've had people that, you know, sex stories too, just like
sex
yours.
Stories just blow my mind.
I feel like people that, like, overshare with
the
sex.
Swingers. The swingers are what get me. The swingers.
I love the swingers.
I love them, but it's just, it's very interesting. It's an interesting, especially when they're married. Like, they're married people, but you're having sex or having a boyfriend or girlfriend. Like,
it's polygamy.
I know, but then why get married?
Well, because you commit to that one person.
But like, then you're obviously not that committed.
I mean, think of this. I've always gone with this theory of brother husbands, like sister wives.
But you have, like, when you have kids, like, what if they find out? Like, that just seems really awkward.
They probably don't even know who their real dad is.
Well, I could see that.
I mean,
let's be real.
It's just how it goes. Oh my god.
And it's time to take my cruder control.
Oh my god.
On that note.
Koch goblin control.
Don't need none of them little critters coming out.
Swingers are crazy, though.
They blow my mind. I think it would be fun, but I don't know.
I mean, if you think about it, though, if they get married, then you have somebody that constantly shares your bills.
Yeah, but if you're married and you're a swinger, do you think that said person gets to pick who you swing with?
With who you're attracted with. Because let's be honest, like, so I was in an open relationship one time.
Oh.
We talked about being with. We're disgusting. I mean, in my opinion.
Wow.
I mean, his standard for extra side hoe is a little, like, extra McNuggety, McDouble.
Oh, a little hefty.
A little on the bigger side than what I would like to meet. It wasn't secret. He liked it.
But I mean, like,
there was no secret, gal. He liked it.
But I mean, maybe he, you know, he wanted to be committed to you, but then have some fun with some extra little chasers.
See, you just solved your own answer right now.
I don't know.
But there's plenty of swinger stories. Okay, tell your one swinger story.
My one swinger story?
Yeah.
Oh, my
one guy. Have you been invited to have
multiple
sex?
Times.
Please
multiple
share.
Multiple times. Of this one client. He has invited a couple months straight. Like, he comes in every Friday.
Right.
And I was like, oh, so what are you doing tonight? And he's like, oh, well, do you...
Right.
I mean, I'm not that nice of a person. And truth. He's like, well, tonight I'm going to go with my wife and we're going to go do this. I was like, well, that sounds like a nice Friday night. And then he's like, and tomorrow night I'm going out with my girlfriend. I was like, oh, How did your
wife... Wait, so they date
other
people? Yeah. I thought they just met up and had sex with people.
Well, they do. They do that too, but he also... They both each have a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Okay, I did not know that part
of
the story.
So that's what I mean. So, like, this guy, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out with my girlfriend tomorrow night, and we're going to go do this. And I was like, so how does that work? Like, I had to have him explain it to me, and he was telling me. I was like, well, so if you have a girlfriend, does that mean he's like a guy friend that she, like, hangs out and goes out on dates and does stuff with? And I was like, but, I mean.
So he doesn't satisfy her?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, he sent me pictures.
He's better looking than some, though.
Well, yes. But, I mean, he told me, he's like, well, I mean, you know, he still keeps coming in every Friday or every other Friday or whatnot now. And he always will be like, hey, we're going to go to this event. Are you free this weekend? And I say, well, I have some family in town. Sorry.
So he wants to hook up with
you. Yeah. And he sent me, like, a thing on Facebook saying, my New Year's resolution is that someone wants to fuck you.
Shut up!
He sent me a meme saying that.
Shut up.
Yeah. Last year he sent this to me.
I think it's him.
Well, obviously.
Resolution figured out. Secret out.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He invited me to his birthday party multiple times.
That's better than the guy, though, that did mine. Because he had an eye that hung like
this.
It
was like a droopy eye.
Yeah. Every person I've ever met that's a swinger was ugly.
I feel like we've had multiple, like, we have another guy that comes in, too, and he's a swinger, him and his wife are. I was like, because I was explaining that story, like, for a while.
What if they're each other's
boyfriend? I wanted to bring that up, and then I was like, because he's invited me to his birthday parties, he's invited me to, like, house wine parties. It's weird. He's like, well, you missed a hell of a party, and I'm thinking, did I, though?
Oh, my God.
It's very interesting, yeah. Because I asked him, I was like, wife, like, are swingers, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, I mean, my wife and I, we do it, too. And I was like, wait, what?
What if they gave him your name?
I know, to, like, ask. You.
Yes.
That'd be crazy.
They're like, if we're
I don't know
not
if they're in the same. There's
really
a lot.
Me, though.
There's a lot. The one guy told me that it's like, they have a whole Facebook community page. So he has his, like.
No, I know that's
he has
real.
His,
and
like,
they have web pages.
Yeah, yes. He has his own, like. Because he found me on Facebook. Like, Facebook, I guess.
It's like the Red Barn.
But then
Idaho.
It makes me wonder if that's his real name. You know?
No.
Maybe he's giving a fake name.
Well, you know his name now that you think about it.
Well, yeah. It sounds like a fake.
Literally.
But, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's very interesting.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
You now know. I kind of, like, want to see if they're actually hooking up together. Like, they're all. I don't think, but they might be.
They're probably in the same
circles.
They have
to run through the same circles.
Well,
get it?
Thing.
Run through. Oh, my God.
Holy hell. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
People all know what each other look like naked. Yeah.
I mean, I've pretty much seen everything.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. Another shot?
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, my God. So good. I love some Hornitos.
Mm. Help soothe that soul.
Speaking of swingers, I did have this lady come in one time that was totally, like, weird as shit. She comes in, I've never cut her hair before, and she starts
here?
Telling me.
Or
no,
in
this
Washington.
Is in Idaho.
Oh, in Idaho, okay.
And she told me that she had her, that she was cheating on her husband. It's like swinger sex club thing.
The Red Barn?
The Red Barn. And they go to it. And then she ends up really liking having sex. So, because I was like, oh,
like with
your
a different guy, or
yeah, like her husband would watch them have sex. Okay?
So it's like, what is that?
But then
holding?
She started meeting up with the guy outside.
Separately.
Ooh. Yes. So that was that. And then I had the ugly guy from Lowe's,
you know,
that
droopy eye,
droopy crazy eye. He invited me all the fucking time. It was super horrible.
The weirdest haircuts.
Weirdest haircuts. What are the weirdest haircuts that we've done?
Some of the weirdest.
Oh my God. So this chick comes in.
Oh, God.
She's, like, kind of, I don't want to be mean, but, like, she's definitely mentally slow. I'm pretty sure that was her caregiver that was with her.
Aww.
Which, I kept looking at the chick, like.
The caregiver?
Are you not, yeah, like, or, okay. Are you not going to fucking stop this?
Yeah.
Like, this is horrible. She shows me a picture. So we all know that they have the high fashion magazine, like, pictures,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Nobody wears their hair like that in real life.
Well, duh. It's only for, like,
definitely
fashion
a Paul
shows.
Mitchell haircut.
Yeah.
If ever you've been to, like, hair shows or you're in the hair business, you know you never model for Paul Mitchell.
And you like, never let them
touch
your hair.
It's all about the technique. You never model for them. So anyways, so they're like, oh, sorry. So, it was really short on one side, like below the ear, blunt cut. Down into long on the other side. But where the blunt cut was, they were, like, legit just, oh, that's extensions,
ooh,
right?
They
put extension pieces in her hair.
Well, yeah, for the look.
Exactly. So I tried to explain that to her. Like, you physically can't really
cannot,
cut.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but it's just,
oh,
like,
no,
just take
you
the scissors.
Can. Just so you all know, you fucking can't. So I was like, all right. we're going to, like, look at other pictures and see what's going on. So we, like, mm-hmm. divvied it up. I'm, like, showing her other pictures. Mm-hmm. This girl ends up crying, like, aww. You just don't want to cut my hair. I'm like, no, I just don't want to cut your hair like that.
Yeah. Well, we're not trying to fuck right. up your hair.
So we're there. So the whole point of the story is I did the haircut. It was fucking god-awful. She loved it. Whatever.
She really liked
no,
it?
No, for reals. But here's what goes on in the back of my head when people ask me to do horrible haircuts. Is they're going to go out and somebody's going to say, like, oh my God, what the fuck did you do yeah. to your hair? Where'd you get your hair cut?
Who right. cut your hair?
So here's the little key that I do is there was this girl that was like, really didn't like it work. And she was like lazy as fuck. But when she would get in trouble for being lazy, mm-hmm. she would tell me in her so name petty. To the people when you I did do horrible, the horrible haircuts. On. And
that's
then
smart.
yeah. So, like, next time you come in and ask for her, mm-hmm. if you go around telling people, this is the girl who did my hair. She works here, and this is her name. So, just so you know, if that girl is out there, people think you suck.
Have you ever thought about cutting hair for funerals?
Yes.
Or doing hair, or styling
yes. hair? Yes. I legit, when I was in beauty school, wanted to cut hair at a funeral home.
Really? Just because yeah, they didn't talk?
Well, that's always a benefit. The thing that creeps me out about it, though, is sometimes their nerves will move.
What?
You didn't know that? Sometimes, like, they have, like, a last
the
minute
the rigor mortis?
Nerve.
Is that what
no,
it's
called? No, it's rigor like, mortis? I don't even know what the fuck the word is called. But it's something where, like, the body will, like, sometimes it just, like, takes, like, a breath. Like, the air in it just, like, releases.
Because you're touching it?
No, it's just what the
no,
body
it's just
does.
The gases
really?
Expand. Yeah, the gases it's, and everything
the
expand.
The inside is decomposing and everything's moving to like
yeah.
go out. Like
yeah.
your body doesn't just sit
and like
still.
Or it'll just twitch. Like the nerves are still dying off, so it'll randomly
that's
twitch.
Weird.
And so I'm like, I want to do it just because like who wouldn't want some a
yeah.
client that's just quiet and does
exactly.
what you tell them to.
I know and just not talk. But then like it weirds me out that their eyes are glued shut.
They're glued shut?
Yeah. Didn't you ever watch My Girl? They're gluing the eye shut.
Shut up. Is that literally?
Yes. They glue the eye
wait,
shut.
To pop open
this is your
like...
facts. I thought they did just pop
no.
open.
No.
No.
They glue them shut so they don't open.
That's ridiculous.
And I
thought
they put, like, this glass butt plug so that nothing seeps out when you're having the funeral. Because, like, all the embalming.
Well, I thought all that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Oh, the embalming fluid come
like,
out. I was like, their shit already
fluid.
Comes out.
Exactly. Like, they run it through, but.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I'm shitting
formaldehyde.
Embalming fluid.
Formaldehyde. You know those old people
you dip
that come
your
in?
Cigarette in it and get wet. You know that's a drug thing people
oh
do.
My God.
Anyways.
We used to use it as disinfectant as cosmetologists.
That's disgusting.
Formaldehyde.
But have you ever had,
I
like,
say
remember,
it.
What's her name? Used to always say that she had that one client who said, give me my funeral cut, my coffin cut.
Yeah, oh, what?
Yeah, Cindy. Our old, you know.
Our old, you know. She well, was pretty old. So anyways, go on, yeah.
But
no.
yeah, she said that she had this client that used to always say that she wanted her coffin cut. And so, like,
was she like dying or something?
She was just old, and she's like, "Well, this
wow.
could be my coffin cut because
I've
be the
done
last
a coffin
time.
Cut. Have you done one?
Yes, and he died like 2 days later.
But my guy knew he was dying.
Oh no!
No, weirdest shit. I was cutting hair one time, and this guy comes in, and I was like, "Oh, you know, like, how do you want your hair cut?" Mm-hmm. The whole spiel,
uh-huh.
and he was like, "Well, this is gonna be my last haircut." So I do the whole like, "Ha," you know. And he's like, no, really, I just got diagnosed with cancer like a day ago, uh-huh. and they gave me 2 weeks to live.
Shut up.
I'm not like.
I'm surprised he's even alive to be able to get a haircut.
We legit,
I mean, to move.
Well,
you, know
you
what I
have
mean?
To get your haircut before. Well, so.
Well, do you have to, though?
I mean, apparently, it's his coffin cut.
God,
but no.
How would you get your coffin cut?
Oh, my God. Well, my you've seen my fucking hair, like
yeah. But how would you lay in the
I
coffin?
Literally had a lady walk in today, and she said, "I didn't know you were here because I didn't see the big hair."
Yeah, I hate when
I'm
people
like
say
Dolly
that.
Fucking parting up.
Your
in that
hair is
bitch
pretty big
without the boobs. No,
I mean, you're getting them done, right?
Hopefully,
fingers crossed.
But no, his coffin cut. We spent the whole haircut. He was telling me how his wife was looking up all these like diagnoses, trying to save him, and he's like, "How would you spend your time?"
Yeah.
If you knew, like, you were going to die.
It's like that last holiday movie.
I didn't see it.
With Queen Latifah and
Steve. Oh, Martin. Yeah, but then she ends up actually being alive after he blew all her money.
Yeah, but then what would happen? Like, what would happen if someone told you that you had 2 weeks to live and then you ended up living longer because you were so happy and stressed? I'd be fucking pissed
because that bitch spent all her savings.
Well, she ended up, like, dating or marrying that one dude, though. So it was it
LL Cool J?
Yes. Yes.
Lawsuit against the doctors because they misdiagnosed
them. Oh, true.
So. They, like, looked at the wrong...
But I told him, I was like, if I were you, I would spend like every minute I had left with my family and just let them know that you love them.
Yeah.
And create as many memories as you can.
Exactly.
I mean, it's 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do a lot in 2 weeks.
I don't know what I would do with my hair, though.
Well, he did a normal scissor over the ears and back cut.
The banker haircut.
Yes.
The meat and potatoes guy.
And I, to this day, I still feel like I could have done better work. I mean.
Well, it's his last haircut.
Your last haircut.
I know. The one guy who played Santa Claus that I used to do all the time. Oh. Unfortunately, he passed away. Like, you, I think you cut his.
I cut his wife's hair last time she came in.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Because I hadn't seen him in, like, a month.
Santa has died.
Yeah. I hadn't seen him in a month. Again. And she came in, and she was like, I was like, well, where's your husband been? Like, I haven't seen him. She's like, he died, like, 2 days after you cut his hair. So did you give him his.
Shut up! Two days later? Like, you 2 days later. Killed him with such a good Oh my god.
But you know what I mean? Like, that was so sad. And like,
but would you work at a funeral home though? No. For real?
The smell.
You don't think so?
The smell would get me. Formaldehyde. You know all those old
people. Like chemicals and decomposing bodies. And it's
because you gotta make sure it's like, you gotta make sure it's like perfect. And then like, you gotta make sure that when they're laying down that it doesn't get too smushed.
What if they're not laying down? You've seen those new funerals where people are like,
I don't go to funerals.
Posed up. They got somebody like sitting there playing video games.
That is a wax
model. It's not, girlfriend. This is some
real
shit.
That is a wax model shit.
No. They had one guy. I'm not even going to lie. I saw it on fucking Facebook. The guy was like propped up on a throne and shit.
Was he really dead?
Hold on. I don't know if anybody else noticed this. Maybe I'm just a pervert. I noticed the large.
Did he have a
hard on? He had a large bulge. Those velvet pants were fitted quite tight.
Do you think that he probably just added that in there?
And I thought I was the only one. I don't know, because I thought I was the only one that noticed.
Yeah.
And then I went out to the comments, because they'd been shared, because it was like, oh, the new funerals, you know, people are like,
trying to
post it up, and like how they were when they were live, which is freaky as fuck. But anyways, I'm staring at like, am I really staring at this dead guy's dick? Like, I'm kind of amazed about his dick right now.
Creeping on some dick.
I was. I was like, is it stuffed? Is it, like, what are we doing?
I bet it was probably stuffed. I don't, like, what would you think happens to a guy's dick, like, when he dies?
So, I had friends that worked in funeral homes. They die with stiffies.
Really?
And then I told one of my friends, I said, you ever be in there? And you're like, damn, that's a fucking stiffy. Let's just climb up on that. Well, people do. It's called necrophilia.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought that was a disease.
No.
Well, I mean, it's a mental disease.
But anyways, no. So I went into the comments, and, like, I wasn't the only one. So I felt less perverted because I noticed a dead guy's
dick. But is it because those were the top comments?
I don't know how it works. But I know that I wasn't the only one that noticed. That's all I'm saying.
The top comments.
There was a lot of females at his funeral I noticed in the background. I'm just saying there might have been a reason for it. Mm. Papa was packing.
Do you think they have to tape it down then?
I don't fucking know how it works. What if they just cut it? What?
Oh my god!
Just cut it off and save it.
Cut it off and set it to the side.
Make a mold.
Oh my
3D
god.
3D print that shit.
No, they have to. Maybe. Don't they have to, like,
a dick for a dildo for your chick? It's just like the leg lamps.
Can you imagine your man dies and you're like, can you cast that? I'm going to need a mold of it.
Just keep that because it was the best dick.
That was the best dick I've ever had.
Put it on the, put and have it in your shower and shit. And like the next guy comes over and is like, the fuck is it?
Just my ex-husband's dick. It's
my ex-boyfriend's dick, you know.
Don't worry, it was after he died, so there's no blood flow.
There was no blood.
It's fucking weird.
It'd be fucking weird. It'd be very weird.
But interesting.
I don't know.
You can make a fucking business out of that if you think about it.
Are you sure?
There already is one, I'm pretty sure. Casting dicks. I'm pretty sure there's a home.
Casting dicks.
But casting dead dicks. Like, your loved one will still fuck you.
We We should have a mortician on here. We gotta find a mortician.
Oh my god, we need a mortician.
Do you have a mortician back home that could call in?
Oh my god, I'll have to.
I'll have to ask myself.
I think I fuck. Oh no, wait. Don't remember her actual name. So. Oh yes, one of my drag queen friends works at a funeral home.
There we go.
He called it party planning for the dead.
I love it. It's true, though. I did too.
He was very excited.
Well, hell yeah.
When he got that job. Yes, I'll have to totally hit them up. So, but no, I think a funeral home would be perfect because
that'd be crazy.
Customers don't talk back.
Yeah, but they smell. The smell.
Well, they smell alive.
Smell is like a thing.
They smell alive.
Stinky people. We need to invest in some of that. I think we need to invest in a jar of mints that are
you ever just went and put some Nioxin on your finger, ran it under your nose just to smell them? Same difference. Nioxin's stronger.
I'm not trying to make some hair grow up on my fucking upper lip.
It only happens 7 out of 10 people, girl.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to make no mustache on me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be the bearded lady.
Oh, my God. It's too late for some of us.
Mine isn't good. I mean, it's good. I would hope that if I had any hairs, you guys would tell me.
Oh, shut up. We can't even say that out loud on here.
What was that for? I don't got no. Oh, I pluck hers all the time. Our coworkers. One of our coworkers, she asked me to pluck it all the time, and I do it. I don't care. I think torture for her. But it's, like, stress relieving to me to, like, pluck someone's
things. Oh, my God.
It's hilarious. But
I think we're at the end of our time now.
I think we are.
All right. So we're going to get this going. So real quick before we end, we want to talk about exactly why we created this
low budget
stylist. It's about to be hilarious. So it's a funny kind of story. I guess I'm telling it because Gail doesn't want to.
I'm really bad at telling this story, honestly.
Get over here.
Very good.
All right. So the way we came up with our podcast was Gail has an ex-boyfriend.
I do.
Shocker. He's a fucking douchebag.
He's kind of a dick.
Total dick.
Total turd.
So he has this new girl, whatever. So they end up like, she ends up, I don't know, getting mad at the dude, whatever. They have their beef.
They break up.
She ends up texting Gail out of the fucking blue, talking all this shit. So she says the dude is like, you know, into dudes and he's like doing all this shit. And he might have come up and down with something. I don't know.
Came
up and down a few times. Anyways, so we like send her some messages. She called us Low Budget Stylist. So that's actually how we got our name.
Yes.
Low Budget Stylist. And I was in bed with my dude watching the Kevin Hart special.
Good old Kevin Hart.
Which he talked about podcasts because I didn't know what a fucking podcast was. Now I'm doing one. So that's pretty much what it was. So, thanks to Gail's ex-boyfriend's new girl, that's how we came up with our podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Low Budget Stylist.
Thank you to her.
Yeah, thank you, Skankville.
Skankville. You can have him back because he's crying to me.
You can find us on IG or you can send us emails. Taylor, our fucking
producer person,
will be going through
our techie person.
We're looking for new tequila drinks. Every Tuesday and taco places
in the Arizona area.
Right, Phoenix area. And from there, then we'll answer any
questions or anything.
We'd really like to hear if you have really horrible haircut stories.
We love the horrible haircut stories, but not from us. Coffin
haircuts.
The coffin cuts. The swinger stories.
Anything. All of that.
All
of the above. But we would really be interested in some really good tequila besides Hornitos.
Yeah. No Jose. Cuervo.
No Jose. Jose
do that,
is never,
we blackball
no,
you.
Yes, you are banned from us. But anyways, hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll see you guys next week, Tuesdays at 7.
Yes. Bye.